欢喜看见普蒙的弟兄姊妹们。
I'm so glad to see brothers and sisters in Pomona Church.
我们读些圣经。
Let's read some passages together.
今天我们多读几处，大家忍耐一点读哈。
And be patient with me because we're going to read a few passages today.
我们读希伯来书十一章。
Let's read Hebrew chapter 11.
八节到十六节。
Verses 8 to 16. Hebrew 11, verses 8 to 16.
大家翻到没有？
Have you found it?
翻到了，我们一起读。
If you have, let's read them together.
来，一起读。亚伯拉罕。
By faith, Abraham.
来，大家读。
When called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
就是神所经营所建造的。
By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.And they admit that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would not have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
二十一节到二十二节。
Verses 21 and 22. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he and gave instructions about his bones.
创世纪三十章。
Genesis chapter 30, the first book.
二十四节。
Chapter 30, verse 24.
翻到没有？翻到一起来读。就给他
起名叫约瑟，意思说愿耶和华再增添我一个儿子。
啊，约瑟这个名字意义就是增添。
And the meaning of the name Joseph means adding.
三十七章。
Chapter 37.
第三节。
Verse 3.
三十七章第三节。来，我们一起读。原来以色列原来爱约瑟，故。第四节。
Verse 4.
第十节。
Verse 10. When he told his father as well as brother, his father rebuked him and said, What is this dream you had? Well, your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you.
我们读三十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 39.
第二节。
Verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master.
22节.
And verse 22. And he was made responsible for all that was done there. Chapter 41.
41节.
Verse 41. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt.
42节.
42. And Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around him. 46. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt.
56节.
Verse 56. When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened the storehouse and sold grain to the Egyptians. For the famine was severe through Egypt.
45章28节.
Verse 45, chapter 28. And Israel said, I am convinced my son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.
50章.
Chapter 50.
19节到20节.
Verses 19 and 20. But Joseph said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended for good, to accomplish what is now done, the saving of many lives.
Verse 25.
Lastly, Psalms 105.
诗篇105篇.
Psalms 105. Verses 16 to 20. Have you found it?
降在那地上将所倚靠的粮食全行断绝在他们以先打发一个人去约瑟被卖为奴仆人用脚镣伤他的脚他被提炼困惧耶和华的话试炼他 直到耶和华所说的应验了，把打发人把他解开，就是治理众民的，把他释放。好，今天我们要看这个等候的有根基的城。
And this morning we shall look at the theme. He was looking forward to a city with foundation.
这是神儿女共同的目标。
And that is the common goal for all children of God.
我们不是等候死亡。
We're not here to waiting to die.
死亡像个门槛。
Death is just like a door.
我们跨过的门槛去另一个境界。
Pass through that door, we will enter another realm.
神的儿女2000多年到今天了。
For over 2,000 years or so, the children of God,
一生的儿女都回家了。
And one by one, they have gone home.
他们去了荣耀的里面。
They have entered into a glorious realm.
更美的家乡。
And that is a better home.
这座有根基的城。
And that is the city with foundations.
并不是一般宗教讲的天堂的思想。
And we're not talking about heaven, so-called by many people.
因为这座城。
And because this city
今天神正做工在我们身上。
Is still under construction today through the work of God on us. And you and I have been called by God. And as He called us, He has given us a glorious hope. And that hope is the Son of God Himself. He led us to partake in the glorious fate of His Son. And the fate, the word fate has nothing, no meaning to the Son of God. Because the Son of God came into the world as a man. He became a man. Therefore, he gained a fate. And God has prepared for his own Son a glorious fate. And Jesus has finished the course of his life. He died for us. And he resurrected for us. And he ascended into heaven for us. And he entered into glory for us. And that is the glorious fate of the Son of God. Therefore, God has called all of us to partake in this glorious fate of the Son of God. And today, in time, God is working on us. Therefore, from Abraham and people that follow him are waiting for that city with foundations. And what is that city?
It's
the city actually refers to the work that God has on him all his life. And every sin that's written in the Old Testament, as well as all the sins in the time, in the era of the New Testament, and that includes you and me.
我们身上都有主的工作,
and there is a work of the Lord on each one of us, isn't it?
今天我们的主的工作在我们身上,
and the work of the Lord is on us today, and on many small trivial matters. On our daily routines. Therefore, if we ignore small things like that, if we ignore the little things in daily life, then there's not much work of the Lord on us. He works on us all the days of our life. One day God will return. That means all the work is done. And when the finished product appears, that is that city with foundation. And that is the better country we're talking about. Therefore, us children of God,
我唱到希伯来书11章啊,
I like to refer to Hebrew 11.
那么的雄壮啊,
it is so glorious.
一个得胜者的行列,
it lists out all the great characters, overcomers.
When
you read that chapter as if you are listening to a marching song.
Marching, 这个进行曲啊,
like a marching song. Many great characters finished the course of their lives. Now we are still working.
Walking.
And we are walking in a mighty and magnificent way. Not that I can be great, but because the Lord is an overcomer, and He has given us His glorious and overcomer's life, so that we can march together with all the saints on His path. We have one common goal,
一个生命,
one life,
一个权柄,
one authority,
一个得胜,
one victory,
一条道路,
one way,
将来一同的荣耀,
and enter into one glory.
好不好?
Isn't that wonderful?
你们不觉得自己命好吗?
Don't you think you have a glorious fate?
我们地上的命啊, 差了很多啊,
and you know, our earthly fates are very limited.
很多人比我好,
and a lot of people have a better life than I am on earth. And my life on earth is better than a lot of other people.
都不一样,
we have different faith on earth, isn't it?
成了神的儿女,
but once we have become a child of God, we all share in the same fate.
我们成了神的儿女,
and we become great people with great faith.
我们有分于他儿子荣耀的命运,
because we're all going to share with the glorious faith of the Son of God. All gonna finish our way on earth. And that means we'll finish and we'll enter, pass through a gate. And I will leave behind my fleshly body.
我这个世界我不要了。
And the world?
我到主那里去了。
I will be going to my Lord.
有点主要有他的大能，叫所有人都复活。
And one day the Lord will, with His great might, cause all to rise.
好，创世纪里头重要讲四个人。
And in the book of Genesis, there are four great characters.
Abraham.
Abraham's one of them.
以撒。
Isaac.
雅各。
Jacob.
约瑟。
And Joseph.
这四个人呢，他生命不能分。
And these four people have undividable lives together.
亚伯拉罕说到父神的生命。
Abraham refers to the father's life.
关于父神的经历。
And the life of the father God and his experience.
亚伯拉罕最大的特点是信心。
And Abraham's characteristics is his faith.
信心胜过一切。
He has this great faith that surpasses all things.
第二个是以撒。
The second character is Isaac.
以撒在的神儿子的地位。
And Isaac stood at the position as a son.
他的生命是个领受的生命。
He was there to receive blessings.
父家中一切都是我的。
All that is in his father's house was his.
我们弟兄在领受说，你的是我们的。
And our song leader Paul was just saying that all yours is mine.
你看这句话两个句话，第一句话是我的是你的，你的也是我的。
And there are two parts in this statement. First is that all is all mine is yours.
我的都是你的。
All I have is yours.
你的也是我的。
All you have is mine.
神家中太丰富了。
And there's such a rich abundance in God's house.
我们的是以撒的生命，领受的生命。
Therefore, you and I have this life of Isaac, which receives abundance.
领受神家中一切丰富。
Receive all the riches in the house of God.
领受主耶稣为我们所做的。
And to receive everything that Jesus has done for us.
主耶稣是的。
And whatever Jesus is mine.
主耶稣是我所有的。
And whatever he has is mine.
都是我的。
What he has is all mine.
所以我们说亲爱救主，对不对？
That's why we can say my dear Savior.
啊，主耶稣太可爱了。
Because he's just indeed so dear.
哎，不是说人和人，那个人很可爱，不是这个意思啊。
I'm not saying, sometimes we say you are so lovely.
有人见过耶稣没有？
Has anyone seen Jesus with your naked eyes?
没见过，你活两千多岁的人见过。
Unless you have lived over 2,000 years, otherwise nobody sits here and has seen him. But how come you love Jesus?
彼得说，我们不能爱我们没有见过的。
I can't love things I haven't seen.
为什么这么多人都爱耶稣呢？
But why are there so many people who love Jesus?
这是大神迹啊！
That is a great miracle itself.
我们里面的眼睛看见了。
It's because our inner eyes were opened.
我们这是个 Amazing Grace.惊人恩典呢。
And there's a famous hymn, Amazing Grace.
从前我是世上的。
And I was lost.
今天被寻回了。
But now I am found.
从前我是瞎眼的。
I was blind.
今看见。
But now I see.
雄壮吗？这诗歌。
Isn't this great?
现在看见了。
Now we see.
有的国家逼迫基督徒。
And there are countries that persecute Christians.
逼迫基督徒是笨得没办法再笨了。
And that is really a stupid behavior.
基督徒两千多年到现在了。
It's been over 2,000 years by now.
教会一直受逼迫的。
The church has been under constant persecution.
逼迫教会什么政权成功过啊？
And who has succeeded so far?
一个一个政权都倒下去了。
And every government has failed.
教会永远存在。
But the church of God sustains and remains standing.
逼迫越多人基督徒人数越多
，the greater the persecution, the more the Christians become.
逼迫越厉害，基督教会越兴旺。
The more severe the persecution to his church, the greater revival in his church.
这是教会历史的一个律。
And this is a law, a spiritual law concerning his church.
第一个逼迫教会是罗马政权。
The first government that persecuted Christians is the Roman Empire.
我去过一次罗马。
I went to Rome before.
罗马政权哪里去了
？Where was that Roman Empire？
变成灰烬了。
They were in the dust。
教会仍然存在。
Yet God's church remains standing。
所以我们诗歌说胜过一切仇敌。
That's why the hymn says He has overcome all enemies。
胜过一切仇敌。
He has overcome all enemies。
下面我们还要得胜。
And then we will continue to overcome.
一直得胜到主来。
Until when he comes back.
这是以撒的生命。
And that is the life of Isaac.
雅各的生命。
And how about the life of Jacob?
制作的生命。
It's the life of God's work.
十架的生命。
And it's the life of the cross, the work of the cross.
这个败坏的雅各。
Because he was such a wicked man.
变成了荣耀的以色列。
God turned him into glorious Israel.
这是主今天在我们身上的工作。
And that is the nature of work God has on us.
何等宝贵啊！
Isn't that precious?
很多宝贵。
Isn't that precious?
天然生命每个人脾气都不一样的，对不对？
And our natural lives are all different, right?
亲生的兄弟姐妹也不一样的。
Even you have a different life from that of your siblings.
我有几个孩子。
I have quite a few kids.
脾气都不一样的。
They're all different. They have all different characters and personalities.
三个爱讲话，三个不爱讲话的。
Three like to talk. Three are pretty quiet.
大家以为不爱讲话的像我。
And people thought, oh, those who are who love to talk must be like you.
完全搞错了。
So that's the total opposite.
不爱讲话的像我。
Actually, those who are quiet are like me.
我从小到老不爱讲话的。
You know, I don't like to talk.
这讲台上讲话那不同啊。
It's different when I'm up here because I have to speak.
跟神的儿女家的交通那不一样了。
But having fellowship with Christians, that's different.
我的天然生命是不能爱讲话的。
But natural person,I'm not talkative.
脾气都不一样的。
Each one has a different character.
等到我们信了主。
However, after we become Christians,
主在我们身上活出来的都一样。
And the life that manifested through Jesus Christ is the same on all of us.
这美国是个多民族的国家。
And United States is a country where we have many different races.
白人、黑人、黄人多大的不一样啊。
People of different color, white, yellow, black.
黄人、那个中国人、日本人、韩国人多大的不一样啊。
And among yellow people, we have Korean,Japanese, Chinese, and other races.
那到教会的里面。
But when you come to the church,
看主活出来都一样。
When they live out the life of Jesus, they all look the same.
所以我们能交通啊。
Therefore, Christian can fellowship.
哈利路亚，我们是一个。
Hallelujah, we have been made into one.
多伟大的这主的工作。
And that is the work of God.
预示出来了。
Then the last character is Joseph.
预示是像子的生命。
Joseph has a life that's like the son.
掌权的生命
and the life that can govern that reigns
最后一个生命了
this is the last life in the book of Genesis
特别雅各跟约瑟是一对
and Jacob and Joseph are the same
圣灵制作的生命
and they all have the work of the Lord on them
特别十架的生命
especially they have the work of the cross
才是掌权的生命
and the work of cross can produce a life that can govern
才产生一个掌权的生命
can produce a life that can reign
今天我们讲约瑟
so today we'll talk about Joseph
约瑟和更美的家乡
and Joseph and his relationship with this better home in heaven
这些人和我们一样的向这个荣耀的目标而去
Hebrew tells us that these people are just like us they are marching toward a glorious goal
他们就是我们的榜样
they are our examples
从他们身上看见我们的生命
and on them we can see how our life is
看见我们的道路
we can see our way
于是这个人很特别
Joseph was very unique
特别像主耶稣的
Because he was very much like Jesus.
他一生的经过跟主耶稣很像像。
And his experience in life is also very similar to that of Jesus.
像子的生命。
He has a life that's like the Son of God.
掌权的生命。
A life that can reign.
他十二个兄弟。
He has 12 brothers, including himself.
父亲特别爱他。
His father loves him the most.
他是父的爱子。
And he was the beloved son of God.
说到主耶稣是神的爱子。
And just like Jesus is the beloved son of God, and Joseph was the beloved son of his father.
他小时候穿着彩衣。
He was wearing this richly colorful garment.
这些彩衣的表面和他兄弟不一样。
And that distinguished him from the rest of his siblings.
这主在地上他的生命的彰显。
And just like when Jesus was on earth, he manifested a beautiful life.
全能的不一样。
And that's different from all the human race.
他坐下监。
And Joseph was trapped in prison.
受主的死。
And that represents the death of Jesus Christ when he was released from the prison.
受主的复活。
That refers to the resurrection of Jesus.
而他掌世界所有的权柄。
And when he became the prime minister of Egypt.
受主升天掌权。
That refers to the ascension and the enthronement
of Jesus. 所有权柄在主手中。
That Jesus holds all the authority in heaven and earth.
他掌握世界的粮食。
And in Joseph's case, he was holding authority over food.
只有主才有属灵的粮食。
And only Jesus has in his hand the spiritual food.
是地上的粮食。
And here Joseph holds the earthly food.
我们更要吃天上属灵的粮食。
And we eat from the earthly food, we need to also be fed on heavenly food.
最后他为骸骨留下一命。
And at the end of his days, Joseph left instruction for his bones.
特别受到复活。
that refers to resurrection.
慢慢我们再从头来讲。
And this is just the summary. I'm going to talk about this in greater details.
主耶稣的过程真像。
And you have to say Joseph's life is very much like that of Jesus.
他是父的爱子。
He was the beloved son of his father.
雅各最爱约瑟。
Jacob loves most Jacob.
太爱他了。
Joseph.
约瑟这个人和兄弟们不一样。
Joseph.Was very different from his brothers.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，从这几年在一起，也没出来个像约瑟这样的人。
And he also Joseph is very different from his forefathers.
他是大人才呀、啊。
He was a man of great talent.
非常能干的人、啊。
Very very capable.
所以他才掌大权做首相。
Therefore, everywhere he went, he ruled, he reigns.
但在小的时候啊。
But when he was young.
很天真了。
He was very naive.
他怎么天真呢
？How come I say he was naive?
他就才一穿着嘛，也叫弟兄们讨厌他了。
You know, because the special garment his father had for him, he wore it all the time.
弟兄们做的恶事嘛，去告诉父亲。
And that caused jealousy among his brothers. And also, whenever his brother did something wrong, he would go and report them to his father.
兄弟们要不要很大的哦
？So you know his relationship with brothers were not great.
他也做了个梦。
And then one day he had this dream.
大家做麦子啊。
He saw like a sheaf of,
所以都有禾捆
and he saw like sheaf of grains.
那么十二个兄弟每十二个禾捆
he saw 12 sheaves.
他做梦说，我看见你们十一个禾捆都向我的禾捆下拜
and he said, you know, I had this dream, brothers, that all you guys, all your sheaves bow to my sheaf.
那个弟兄们说，你要做王啊
and the brothers were upset. So you're gonna be the king?
你要管理我们啊
and you're gonna rule over us?
他又做了个梦
and then.Before long, he had another dream.
太阳、月亮和十一个星都向着他下拜。
In that dream, the sun, moon, and stars bowed down to him.
聪明一点嘛，这种梦嘛，不要告诉兄弟啊。
If you were smart enough, don't talk about that dream.
又告诉兄弟们。
But again, he went to tell his family.
太阳、月亮和十一颗星都向我下拜。
So you know, I had a dream. The sun, the moon, and the stars bowed down to me.
连父亲都不高兴了。
And even his father was upset.
难道我和你母亲都要向你下拜
？So he rebuked him, said, "But what kind of dream is that? You think one day your mom and I and your brothers will bow to you?"
于是很有天真啊，对不对
？And Joseph was pretty naive in that regard.
很可爱这个人。
He was also very cute.
所以兄弟们恨他。
So his brothers really hated him.
恨到一个地方嘛，兄弟们出去做工了。
To the point that one day when the brothers were in the field working,
父亲打发约瑟去看看你的兄弟们平安不平安。
The father Jacob sent Joseph to see how his brothers were doing.
他去了。
So he went.
兄弟们一看到，哦，这个时候梦的人来了。
And the brothers saw this brother coming. They said, "Oh, here comes the dreamer."
在上面杀他。
So they decided to kill him.
把他拆一剥下来。
So they strip him off his garment.
把他捆起来放在坑里面。
And they tie him up and throw him in a ditch.
他大哥哥救他了。
But his oldest brother tried to save him.
我们不要流他的血。
Said, "Let's don't shed his blood."
现在也不是好心。
Well, he was a little bit kinder, but not good enough.
流血嘛，流大血杀了他们，对我们没什么好处啊。
Because killing Joseph doesn't do any good to anybody.
把他卖了。
Why don't we just sell him?
把卖了，我们还把钱分一分。
Then we can actually share the profit.
你说人坏不坏？
Isn't that wicked?
坏不坏？
That's very wicked.
坏吧？坏。我们坏不坏？
Are we wicked?
也坏，我们也不讲坏了，在点头不讲坏了，我们坏。
We're also very wicked.
我们永远要知道我们是罪人。
Realize the fact that we're all sinners.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
That we're sinners saved by grace.
我很喜欢那个诗歌，我不过是个罪人，蒙主恩。
I love our hymn in the book says, "I'm a sinner saved by grace."
这是我身份。
This is my story.
荣耀归给神。
And then give God all the glory.
我是一个罪人，蒙主恩。
I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
靠主越近的人越看见自己是罪人。
And those who near the Lord.Can see the fact that they are sinners.
他们把他卖，把约瑟卖了。
Now here, his brothers sold him.
把他拆一剥下来。
And then strip him off his garment.
把上次羊把血把那个拆一弄染了血，在那个衣服上。
And then they kill a lamb and apply the blood of the lamb onto that garment.
骗他们的父亲。
So that they lie to their father.
你这不是是不是你的儿子的衣服啊
？Say, take a look. Is this your beloved son's garment?
他被狼吃掉了。
Oh, apparently he was eaten by wolf.
约瑟。看见那个雅各听见约瑟被野兽吃掉了，那真是不得安慰啊。
So Jacob was greatly saddened when he heard that his son.
我被惨惨下迎接了。
And he said, "I can only go to hell in great sadness."
他被卖到埃及去了。
And Joseph was sold to Egypt.
从那个时候开始，约瑟大痛苦了。
And here starts his great sorrowful journey.
现在卖到一个 君王护卫长的家里面。
First, he was sold to the house of a captain of the guard.
做他们的奴隶。
To be their slave.
越是那个时候的奴隶是很痛苦的。
And it is dreadful to be someone's slave.
越是长得俊美。
And Joseph was very good looking.
他有神的智慧。
And he had the wisdom of God.
他有神的祝福。
And he had the blessing of the Lord.
护卫长的家里，因为他进来了，通通蒙福了。
And therefore, because of his presence, the house of the captain was blessed.
很看重他。
Therefore, he was greatly looked up.
护卫长的太太，因为他俊美嘛，要引诱他做坏事嘛。
But because he was good looking, so the captain's wife tried to lure him.
于是不合作。
But Joseph would not cooperate.
人就是这样，爱他越深嘛，恨他越深。
You know, that's just human nature. You love somebody, if they don't cooperate, you turn that love turn into hatred.
诬告他
，so she accused him，
把他下监了
，falsely and then put him in prison。
古代的监狱太痛苦了
，and you know prison in back that time is very hard to survive。
上脚镣，上铁链
，so they put shackle around his ankles and his neck。
但主祝福他
，but the Lord blessed him again。
他在监狱里面通行神的权柄
，again he ruled in the prison。
大大蒙福了
，and he was greatly blessed。
那么刚碰到这件事呢，那个时候的皇帝啊
，and back then the pharaoh, the ruler。
谁靠近皇帝的人就最重要的人。
You know those who serve closely to the emperor is the most important people。
我们中国历史啊，皇帝常常信两种人，一个是信他的亲戚。
And in the history of Chinese history, emperors usually rely on two kinds of people. One is his own relatives.
Relatives 亲戚，特别他。宠爱妃子的亲戚
，especially relatives of his wife。
第二个姓太监
，and secondly those are eunuchs。
太监是这个从小跟皇帝一起玩大的
，and because a lot of eunuchs grow up with the emperor。
这都是掌大权的人啊
，and these two kind of people turn out to be with people with authority next to the king。
埃及皇帝旁边有两个人最亲近他的。
So next to the ruler of Egypt back then, there are two people.
一个是膳长
One is the cup hold, the meal takeover.
管他吃的
And who takes care of his food.
一个是酒政
One is the cup holder.
管他喝酒的
Who takes care of his drink.
皇帝太要享受了
And the pharaoh always rejoiced greatly.
我们清朝中国的皇帝菜摆上来一定一百零八道
And you know, in the Qing dynasty,Every time when the emperor eats, there are 108 dishes on the table.
我绝不相信他吃一百零八道菜的。
And personally, I do not believe he will eat all of them.
他只爱吃几样就是了。
He may just take one or two of them.
因为他是皇帝啊。
Because he was the emperor.
一定摆上一百零八道的菜。
So you have to lay before him 108 choices.
管他饮食的人太重要了。
And therefore, those who take care of his meals are very important people.
我省的儿女不喝酒。
And children of God, a lot of times we don't drink.
我十八岁就信主了。
I believe in the Lord when I was 18.
我的家庭是喝酒家庭。
And I grew up in a family that drinks.
很早知道喝醉的事的。
And when I was little, I knew how it feels to be drunk.
很会喝酒。
I'm good at drinking.
但是喝酒，我觉得喝酒不是件快乐的事。
Yeah, I don't regard drinking something pleasant.
有一次喝醉了。
One time I got drunk.
那个时候没信主。
That was before I was a Christian.
我想我不应该再喝酒了。
And after I got drunk, I said, well, I shouldn't be drinking anymore.
想到那个头痛的味道了。
Because after you're drunk, the next day you have severe headache.
想到酒而呕吐的味道了。
And then I experienced vomiting.
但是那个世界上的人还是喝酒啊。
But you know, people in this world drink.
全世界人都爱喝酒啊。
The whole world drink.
君王管酒政的人太重要了。
Therefore, those who serve drinks to the king is important people.
那点擅长酒政，为什么得罪了皇帝都下监了
？And I don't know why, but the chief baker and the cup holder both offended the emperor, and they were in prison.
都有主的时候安排的。
And that's the hand of God.
于是遇见他们了。
And Joseph met them in the prison.
遇见说预言。
And then Joseph was able to prophesy.
给那个擅长管饭的说，你一定死。
He told the chief baker that you will die.
你要画在十架上面。
You'll be hanged on a tree.
那十架很普遍的死刑了。
And back then was a common punishment.
当然要预言死嘛，就没有什么意思了啊。
But it's no big deal to talk about someone gonna die. Someone who's in prison will die.
九正。
But here the cupbearer.
他说你很快会释放你。
He said, but you will be released very fast.
你仍旧为地酒在君王的手中。
You will continue to pass the cup of wine to the emperor.
那一天你被释放的时候。
But when you are released,
求你纪念我。
Please remember me.
约瑟是很聪明的人啊。
Joseph was a very smart guy.
好，结果他讲话都应验了。
And things happened exactly according to his prophecy.
膳长死了。
So the chief baker died.
酒正释放了。
The cupbearer was released.
又站在皇帝的旁边。
And stood by the side of Pharaoh and served.
正是纪念约瑟了。
And that's how God remembered Joseph.
对皇帝说，建立那么个人叫做约瑟。
And then he was introduced to the Pharaoh.
有大智慧。
So this man was with great wisdom.
他能带下神的祝福来。
He can bring forth the blessing of God.
皇帝太有兴趣见约瑟了。
So Pharaoh wanted to meet this guy.
一见约瑟真的喜欢约瑟。
And once he saw him, he liked this guy.
从此约瑟的地位越来越升高了。
And Joseph's position in the country elevated gradually.
升到做皇帝的宰相。
Until he became the prime minister.
管整个世界。
He was the second in charge and ruled over the entire land.
这个人是向主的道路啊。
And that is just like the way that Jesus took.
有七年大丰收。
And immediately there were 7 years of great harvest.
其实约瑟是个先知人。
Joseph apparently was a prophet.
他知道七个大饥荒要来。
He foresaw the coming of the famine.
所以丰收的时候，他一直储蓄粮食。
So when there was great harvest.He stored all the food.
等到七个饥荒来的时候
But when the famine struck,
只有约瑟掌握着丰富的粮食
Only Joseph was holding all the abundance of food.
谁要吃粮到约瑟这里来得粮
Whoever needs food, come to Joseph.
主耶稣是掌握天下所有属灵的粮食
In the same way, Jesus holds in his hand spiritual food.
我们有没有吃属灵的粮食
Do we have spiritual food?
以色列人四十年在旷野吃玛纳。
For Israelites, they travel 40 years in the wilderness.
玛纳就预表属灵的粮食。
And they ate manna that represents.
主耶稣，我就是从天上来的真粮。
And Jesus says, I am the true food from heaven.
吃了玛纳了就死了。
And people in the wilderness ate manna, they still died.
吃我的人永远活着。
But those who eat of me will never die.
我们属灵生命要吃属灵的粮食。
Our spiritual life inside needs to be fed on spiritual food.
读经会吃到属灵的粮食。
When we read the word of God in the Bible, we are fed on spiritual food.
祷告最重要，吃到属灵的粮食。
When we pray, we also are fed on spiritual food.
太实在，也是我们的灵里面饱足了。
And this is something very real that our spirit is fed.
哎呀，这些日子的灵里不饱足呢。
And these days, if we're hungry inside,
离主很远呢。
That means we are far from the Lord.
和主没有关系呢。
We have a little relationship with him.
吃不到主了。
That I cannot eat of him.
一个基督徒也觉得很虚空啊。
And if that's the case, a Christian can feel very vain too.
活在地上活得很可怜啊。
And will live in a very pitiful manner in our earth.
没有生命也没有力量啊。
This man will have no strength and no life.
吃太重要了。
So it's important to eat.
吃到粮食了。
To eat.The food.
约瑟掌握天下粮食。
And Joseph held in his hand the food of the world.
说主耶稣掌握所有属灵的粮食。
Just like how Jesus is controlling the entire spiritual food.
我们神的儿女懂。
And we children of God understand this.
吃饱了。
When we are fed.
那个英国有弟兄讲了很好句话。
And there is this great saying by a British brother.
No Bible, no breakfast.
No Bible, no breakfast.
先吃早饭再读圣经，不吃圣经，早饭吃了白吃。
So read Bible before you eat your breakfast.
你吃了树林粮食，你吃了地上的粮食，没吃树林粮食啊。
If you have breakfast without reading the Bible,
主是我们的生命力量。
That's not good enough. You have to know Jesus is our strength and our life.
我们要吃到主才行。
So we need to be fed on the Lord.
约瑟掌握树林的粮食。
And Joseph holds in his hands the spiritual food.
他也掌握天下的丰富
and the fullness of the world
所有的财富都在约瑟手里
and the worldly wealth was in the hand of Joseph
这是像子的生命
and he really manifested a life like the son of God
一个掌权的生命
a life that rules
好了现在我们讲的都是在地上的他的生命看约瑟的经过
And now we're talking about his life journey on earth.
诗篇一百零五篇啊。
But in Psalms 105,
从有不同的立场来看约瑟了。
They look at Joseph's life from a different perspective.
从神的眼光来看约瑟了。
From God's perspective.
我们人都是两面的，记住啊。
And understand this is the two aspects of our lives.
我们人的这一面。
On one aspect from man's perspective.
我们活在地上。
When you and I live on earth.
我们吃。
We eat,
我们喝,
we drink,
我们工作,
we work,
我们也忙碌,
we are busy,
我们晚上也睡觉,
we sleep at night,
我们跟人来往,
we interact with people,
这是我们一定的生活, 是不是?
And that's our regular routines, right?
光是这样人的生活我们就太虚空了。
And if that's all we have in life, that is very empty.
你们今天在座的这个比我年龄大的人不多。
I don't think there are many people that's older than me here.
一生很快就过去了。
You know, our life passes by so fast.
我的一个同工。
I have this co-worker.
比我大三岁半。
Who's three and a half years older than I am.
快两礼拜以前，主把他接走了。
2 weeks ago, God took him home.
到了末了，我一直给他们打电话。
And I try to call them.
最后告诉我，主把他接走了。
And in his final days, I called them a lot. And I thought, okay, I still have one more good friend in similar age group. In Los Angeles, he is about 1 hour commute from where I live. He is 90 years old. I said, why don't I give him a call?
问我那位弟兄被主接去，他不知道知道不知道了。
To see if he knows of this brother that was just taken home.
我们三个人都是好朋友。
And we're all good friends.
就他先打电话给我了。
And before I had a chance to call him, he called me.
他告诉司令，我要到台湾去了。
He said, Brother Z, I'm going to Taiwan soon.
永远住在台湾了。
I will stay there.
啊，我弟兄，我请你吃吃饭。
I said, Brother, before you go back, let's have meals together.
所以上礼拜四。我请他吃饭了。
So last Thursday we met and had meal together.
他到九十岁了。
He was about 90 years old.
他住得我很远。
He lived quite far from I.
就平常不知道有你不大聚会人啊。
And he doesn't go to church too often.
台湾到台湾去嘛，一生就退休了。
And if he goes to Taiwan, that will be the end for our
relationship. 我心里就觉得悲哀的。
And my heart was saddened.
神的儿女要侍奉主一生啊。
Because children of God shall serve God all the days of their lives.
刚才会里我们唱的诗歌，一息尚存，一脉尚动。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier, as long as I have one more breath and my pulse still moves,
我必定赞美你。
I will praise you.
我必定侍奉你。
And I will serve you.
侍奉主，直到末了的一日。
And I will serve the Lord until the last day of my life.
好了，好朋友都走掉了。
Now pretty much all my good friends are gone.
好朋友走到弟兄这边都在，对不对？
And it's okay, I still have brothers and sisters in God's house.
有这么多的弟兄姊妹在一起。
I still have so many brothers and sisters.
我们的一生两面来看。
So look at your life from two angles.
从人来看。
From man's perspective.
彼此的环境真是不一样。
And you say, you know, we all have different environments.
我们的遭遇也不一样。
Different encounterings.
一生的经过也不一样。
We have different experiences.
这是从人来看。
That's from the man's perspective.
人来看。
For men.
活着的时候太大不一样。
And we can be very different when we are on earth.
有一件事一样。
But there's one thing we all share in common.
死都一样。
That is death. We all gonna die.
到死的时候，总统跟平民有没有不一样啊？
Does that make any difference between the president and you and I when it comes to death?
不一样。
Is there any difference when it comes to death?
总统死了，是不是他住的房子比我大
？After the president died, does he go to a greater house?
总统死了不住白宫了吧？
I don't think he stays in the White House.
住在坟墓里吧。
He will be in the grave.
他占那么六尺的地方啊。
And he will occupy as big as 6 feet.
到死都一样。
And when it comes to death, we all are the same.
所以圣经记约瑟。
Therefore, when Bible talks about Joseph,
活着的时候
，when he was alive,
他的祖先都赶不上他。
And his accomplishments greater than all his forefathers.
当时代的人也赶不上他。
And way beyond people of his age.
掌权于天下。
And he reigned over the land.
但出埃及记、创世纪末了句话。
But when it comes to the end of the book of Genesis.
怎么记约瑟呢？
How was it referred?
就一口棺材停在埃及。
He was like that one coffin that remained in the land of Egypt.
他不肯下葬,
because he did not want to be buried in Egypt. He gave specific instruction for his bones.
叫他只剩下他起誓,
that he had his descendants made them swear.
他预言他的子孙要出埃及,
he said, one day you will be taken out of the land.
你们出埃及的时候,
and when that happened,
把我的骸骨一起带走,
bring my bones with you.
所以他不下葬,
therefore, he was not buried in the land.
一口棺材停在埃及,
he was that one coffin that remained in the land of Egypt.
这句话就说说人的命运啊,
and that is pretty much how our fates are.
活着的时候再了不起,
and no matter how great accomplishment he had when he
was alive,
but at the end, what the world could offer to him was nothing but a coffin.
什么都没有了, 对不对?
And that's it, nothing else.
我们面对什么?
So what do you and I face?
在地上肉身来说我们面对死亡,
and when we are on earth, our flesh faces death.
今天拼命赚钱,
we may be busy making money today.
你死的时候钱有没有用?
Well, what are you going to do with the money when you die?
有没有?
Is there any use for you?
不懂啊? 钱有没有?
Any use for you
没有用,
when you die?
拼命,
no.
往上爬, 拼命往上爬,
so we fight and we climb the ladders.
死掉的钱有没有用?
But no matter what a great power we have in our hands, does that power help us at the end when we face death? Therefore, the world can offer us nothing but a coffin.
创世纪末了中一口棺材停在埃及,
that's why at the end of the book of Genesis, Joseph was nothing but a coffin that remained in the land of Egypt. And that was what the world could offer to him. He was great when he was alive. But when it comes to death, everybody is the same. But he was a child of God. He was a man that belongs to God. So he was able to prophesy one day that there would be a great exodus, therefore he gave specific instruction for his bones.
圣经骨头说到复活,
bones refers to resurrection.
第一次骨头出现是亚当的肋骨造个女人,
and the first time when the bones are mentioned in the Bible is when Adam, through Adam's bone, a woman was created.
这就说到复活,
and that refers to resurrection.
从基督的复活产生教会,
which means from Christ, the church was born.
下面骨头都指着复活,
and thereafter, every time the word bones is referred to, that refers to resurrection. And when Joseph passed away,
为骸骨留下遗命,
he gave instruction for his bones,
不葬在埃及,
that he will not be buried in Egypt.
有一天你们要出埃及,
because one day there will be an exodus,
去迦南,
into the land of Canaan.
带着我的骸骨一起走,
swear that you will bring my bones with you,
要葬在迦南,
and bury me in the promised land.
迦南是到千年国度,
and that land refers to the kingdom of a thousand
主耶稣复活了,
that Jesus has resurrected.
主的国度来到地上了,
when Jesus' kingdom comes,
所以他为着复活所预言,
so he was prophesying according to resurrection.
我虽然死在埃及,
even though I may die in this land of Egypt,
我要复活在迦南,
but I shall rise again in the land of promise.
我们神的儿女都要死在世界,
and you, us children of God, will die in this world,
都要复活在主那里,
but one day we shall all rise up in Christ.
了不了解?
Do you understand that?
啊? 不然的话我们信主干什么呢?
If that doesn't happen, why bother to believe in the Lord?
约瑟的信心太伟大了,
and Joseph had this great faith.
为骸骨留下遗命,
so he gave instruction for his bones.
今天我们同样有一个盼望,
therefore you and I share that hope.
一个信心,
with the same faith.
复活是我们的信仰,
knowing that we have resurrection, that is our hope and belief.
终于死是个太宝贵的生命,
and the death of Christ is very precious.
很深的生命,
that is very deep.
但死不需要人信, 没人不信死的,
but no one needs to believe in death.
只有复活,
only resurrection
是我们的信仰,
and that is where our faith lies.
我们信什么?
What do we believe in?
信复活,
we believe in resurrection.
主有没有复活啊?
Has the Lord resurrected? Yes, he has.
教会2100年到今天了,
over 2,000 years now.
变了这么多, 这么多, 全世界这么多了,
And there are so many believers.
教会一直在逼迫里面。
And church is constantly under persecution.
二十一世纪一样。
Even in this century, it's the same.
美国不受逼迫。
You may not be persecuted here.
西欧不受逼迫。
Maybe not in Western Europe.
其他地方都受逼迫。
But there are many places in this world Christians are persecuted.
东欧就受逼迫。
In Eastern Europe, yes.
都受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
越逼迫教会越兴旺了。
But the greater the persecution, the greater revival the church
will manifest. 逼迫厉害的地方教会最好。
And the quality of church is the best in the land of persecution.
所以我们美国教会赶不上台湾。
That's why the quality of church here is not as good the quality of church in China.
台湾教会赶不上大陆。
In Taiwan. And then the church in Taiwan is not as good as the church in China.
越难的地方教会越好。
And the church, the harder the place is, the better the quality of church.
你们小弟有没有玩过皮球？
Have you played, you bounce balls all the time, right?、
啊、
Do we bounce?
玩过。
We play balls.
皮球这东西啊，你不打它呀。
And for a ball, if you don't touch it,
它就躺在地上。
It does nothing but just stay on the ground.
你一打呀。
But you hit it,
它就跳起来。
It bounces a little bit.
你打得轻，它跳得低。
And the lighter you hit, the lower it gets.
你打得重，它就跳得高。
But the heavier you hit, the higher it gets.
你打得再重，它跳过你头上去了。
And with great power, it will bounce beyond your height.
这就是主给我们的难处的原因。
And that's why God allows persecution to come upon us.
现在美国没有政治的逼迫。
And here we may not have political persecution.
我们每一个环境也有为难为的，对不对？
Yeah, we have different hardship in life.
主也给我们一些痛苦的经历了。
And He allows affliction to come upon us.
主也给我们量给我们许多不容易的环境。
And our challenging situations.
因为主要栽培教会。
Because He wants to edify us.
要建造教会。
He wants to edify us.
主正在经营，正在建造。
He is the builder and architect of this work.
正在做大工。
He's doing this great work on us right now.
主复活了，把永远生命赐给我们。
After He resurrected, He has given us His eternal life.
主要做工在我们身上。
So that He can work on us.
我们相信主来的时候。
And we believe when He comes back.
复活了
we will all resurrect.
那么复活的时候，我们的光景不一样了。
And when we resurrect, we will all gonna look different.
日有日的荣耀。
And the glory of the sun has its own glory.
日有月的荣耀。
And the moon has its own glory.
星有星的荣耀。
And all the stars have different manifestations.
这星跟那星的荣耀也不一样。
Even between stars, they have different glory.
大家荣光都不一样了。
Everyone will bear different glory.
好多年，我遇见一个弟兄啊。
And I have known this Christian brother.
真的很不像话的。
He really wasn't very good.
这生活真的不像基督徒呢。
And his lifestyle really did not like the lifestyle of a Christian.
今天我跟他讲话了。
And when I talked to him one day,
我说你嘛，说你没有得救嘛，你实在得救了。
I said, well, yeah, I cannot say you're not saved because you're indeed saved.
说你得救嘛，实在是不像得救的样子。
But if I say you're saved, you sure don't look like someone who's saved.
你要知道啊，主来的时候。
You got to know when Jesus returns, everyone will bear different glory. What kind of glory you might bear? You know what you're going to look like? You'll be like a firefighter. At times you'll show some light. But there'll be time that there's no light. You take a closer look, You cannot say you're not saved because you are saved.
说你有荣耀有光吗？实在是看不见的。
But if we have to say you are saved and bear some glory, it's hard to see.
不要叫信徒了。
I said, well, don't call yourself saint.
子敬啊，太过分了！我信徒还是信徒。
He said, brother Z, that's too much. I'm a believer after all.
你是徒信。
I said, well, you believe in vain.
突然相信
You are not a believer. You believe in vain.
英文很难翻译，中国人懂吗？土性。
It's easier to understand if you understand Chinese.
今天都要做信徒，不要做土性哈。
So let's be believers, not believe in vain.
到出来的时候
，But when Jesus returns,
角色不同了。
Joseph will be different.
好，诗篇105篇。
In Psalms 105,
从神的眼光中看约瑟。
And from God's angle, he look at Joseph.
我们的一生也是两面的。
And same way we should look at our lives.
从人的眼光来看,
one's from man's angle.
从神的眼光来看,
and the other one's from God's angle.
在神的眼光,也是所有的遭遇,
and in God's eyes, all Joseph experienced
都神安排的,
was something through his own hands.
因为大饥荒要来,
because great famine was about to come.
粮食都要断绝,
and the food will be cut off.
在饥荒还没有来以前,
so before the famine came,
神打发一个人去埃及,
God sent someone to Egypt first.
下面说,约瑟被卖为奴仆,
and he was sold as a slave.
多好啊, 约瑟被卖, 那个时候在约瑟自己心里面嘛, 真是太痛苦了。
Now when Joseph was betrayed and sold, he must suffer like
that. 我怎么会遭遇这件事呢?
He must wonder, how come something like this happened to me?
他不知道是天父的手,
without knowing it's arranged by the Heavenly Father Himself.
And
he was sent with a great mission.
约瑟那个时候不知道,
of course, Joseph had no idea back
有一天约瑟知道了,
then. Later on, he understood.
那么去埃及吧, 打发他去埃及了,
so God sent Joseph to Egypt.
神安排一个最不好的路去埃及呢?
It's okay to send someone to Egypt, but why through that kind of path?
约瑟被卖为奴仆,
he had to be sold as a slave.
而且马上下监,
and then soon after that he was put in prison.
脚镣手铐,
and he was shanked, he was cut, he they bruised his feet with shackles.
这就是诗篇第五篇讲的。
And that's what's described in Psalm 105. That he was sold as a slave.
人用脚镣伤他,
and they bruised his feet with shackles.
人用蹄铁困住他,
and his neck was put in irons.
这句话原文的意思很奇妙啊,
and the original language was very marvelous.
不是说用蹄铁困住他,
it's not that he was bound up by irons.
原文说把铁打到他里面去,
but instead it's like pierced him with irons.
脚镣伤他,
and bruised his feet with shackles,
用铁要把铁打到他里面去,
and then put iron into his bones.
铁在圣经中的权柄,
and iron speaks of authority in
神要培长,
the Bible.
培养出一个掌权生命来,
means God was cultivating in him a life that can reign, can rule.
要经过这么多的患难,
and it takes all these hardships,
要经过这么多的训练,
all these trainings.
约瑟在培养出个掌权生命来,
and Joseph's life was made into a life that can rule.
在地上通行神的权柄,
and then God's authority can be manifest through him.
这就是主对我们说的话,
and the same saying by saying that to us, we are making his will happen on earth as in heaven. Therefore, brothers and sisters, understand this.
我们活在这里有使命的呀,
we live on earth with a mission.
我们的主说他, 我差遣他们去到世界,
and the Lord says he sent us into the world.
我到世界是我的主差遣我来的,
the fact that we are on earth, we are sent by God.
差遣都有使命的,
when we are sent, there's always a mission.
我们有大使命的,
we have a great mission.
有一天我们要和主一同进荣耀,
and one day when we finish our work, we will enter his glory with him.
要享受基督的无限丰富,
and we'll enjoy his full abundance.
要掌主的无限权柄,
and we'll reign with him together.
今天神在世界里训练我们,
therefore in the time today he's training us.
没有一个环境是偶然发生的,
therefore don't consider anything coincidental.
每件事领导我们,
everything that we encounter, it's been measured carefully in the hand of the Father God.
太轻没有用,
and if it's too light, it's not going to work.
太重了把我们压死了,
if it's too heavy, then we'll be crushed.
主父亲手里量了又量吗?
So the Father in heaven measured again and again,
刚刚好, 放在我们身上,
and make sure it's perfect weight, and then he put it on.
我们这些人啊, 又不还一领到我们啊,
but we have this natural reaction.
大叫我们要死了,
every time we encounter hardship, we will cry out like, oh, I'm going to die.
我碰到好两弟兄要死了,
and I heard that a lot from Christians.
我弟兄死不了的死不了的了,
and they complain by saying, oh, I'm going to die in this difficulty. I said, don't worry, you won't.
正在痛苦的我讲这句话嘛,
and you feel that I'm just not personable when I said something like that.
我死不了的弟兄死不了的,
I said, don't worry, you will not die.
真的要死了,
really, I feel I'm going to die.
我就跟你一起祷告, 死不了的,
as a brother, don't worry, let's pray together. You won't die.
主要训练你啊,
because God is training you.
每一个环境出来,
every environment,
认识主更多了,
through every encounter, we get to know the Lord more. And our life increases.
得到主更多了,
and then we receive the Lord more.
主的生命在我们成长了,
and the life of the Lord grows inside of us. And then we, from a wicked Jacob, we become the glorious Israel. From a lowly person, we become a man who can reign for God.
是不是我们有使命?
Do you understand that is our mission? We have been sent into the world. So all the hardship in life is meant to train us. To train us to become a person who can reign. To be like the Lord. And more we be like the Lord.
喜欢不喜欢?
Do you like that?
碰到不好的环境不要发怨言,
so don't complain when you encounter some difficulty.
说不要发怨言,
well, we'll naturally will complain.
发个怨言也不要紧了,
it's okay if we complain.
不要离开主啊,
but don't leave the Lord.
靠近主,
instead, draw yourself close to the Lord.
更靠近主,
draw yourself closer to Him.
让我们更得到主, 在今生年日,
so that in today's life we can gain the Lord
主给我们的功课何等宝贵啊,
and cherish the lessons that He has given to us.
以色列一生主在训练他,
and all the days of life of Joseph God trained him.
诗篇105篇太宝贵了,
and therefore Psalm 105 is so precious.
从神那边来看约瑟,
because here it tells us from God's perspective, He looked at Joseph's life.
神的话试验他,
and God's words tested him.
直到神的话应验了,
and he foretold came to pass till the word of the Lord proved him true.
就众子都像耶稣了,
and that all sons will be like Jesus.
主在教会正做这个大工作,
and this is the great work the Lord is doing in his church.
要叫众子领众子进荣耀,
that he will lead all his sons into glory.
今天我们走在路上,
and we are on this way right now.
每个日子都宝贵,
cherish every day.
每个功课都宝贵,
cherish every lesson.
每个试炼都宝贵,
cherish every trial.
一生年日有限,
you know, our days are limited.
我们的功课也很有限了,
and the time to learn is also limited.
到见主了,
before we know it, we will see the Lord again.
很多人后悔了,
and then we will regret that I have wasted my days on earth. And I waste away many lessons that you have given me. Therefore, my glory comes short. And everything we see today is temporal. But only when Jesus comes, that's eternal. In today's life, we should despise what is temporal.
藐视看不见的,
we should despise those who are visible.
宝贵, 藐视看得见的,
despise what's visible.
宝贵看不见的,
and cherish that's invisible.
宝贵主的生命,
and cherish the life of the Lord.
宝贵主给我们每一个功课,
and cherish every lesson that the Lord has given
us. 像子的生命,
and
神的儿子亲爱救主,
and the song we just sang is great.
我们再来唱140首,
let's sing it again, 140.